Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever stood out in a crowd? Did you have to take a different position physically, mentally, or morally? If Jesus was passing your way, what would make you stand out? What would you do to see him? What would you do to get the opportunity to meet him? What's your motive for wanting to be seen? If Jesus were to ask you, "Why do you want to see me?" what would be your response? People want to stand out in a crowd for many different reasons. Some desire to be seen for the sake of being seen. Some want to be seen by others, while others want you to know that they were there. Still, some want to be seen because it makes them feel relevant. And then there are those who want the crowd to serve as their background. There was a man in the Bible who wanted to see Jesus and did something radical. In Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 9, it is written, "Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was short of stature. So he ran ahead and climbed into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass by that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must stay at your house.' So he made haste, came down, and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, 'He has gone to be the guest with a man who is a sinner.' Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, 'Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I've taken anything from anybody by false accusation, I restore fourfold. Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost.'" Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. He demonstrated his desire to see him by running ahead and climbing a sycamore tree. He revealed his motive when Jesus was in his house. He repented of his past deeds and wanted to bring truth to false accusations. Zacchaeus' desire to give his life to Christ was so strong that it caused him to do something radical. He didn't let his position as a tax collector stop him. He didn't allow his money to hinder him from moving forward. He didn't allow a potential claim of false accusations to deter him. He wanted to see Jesus, and he wanted Jesus to see him. What about you? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.